spiritual life. Are you serious? Are you gonna tell me that you are sick because some idiot told you that you are ugly? Give me a break. But you know, unfortunately, especially to the sisters, for their demeanor, if you will, it is so sad how people are crawling in their spiritual walk because of something stupid that somebody said. You're with me so far, right? Well, let's get addressed this thing today. God has never intended for you to crawl spiritually. You are too precious in the eyes of God to be crawling spiritually. Amen. Are you with me?
Yes. Hallelujah.
So I'm going to start tonight by saying, by the way, the meditation is called walking, not crawling, before God.
Amen.
Walking, not crawling, before God. And I want to start by saying, we are neither fainters nor crawlers. Get that straight. We are neither fainters nor crawlers. Why? Because you are precious, and God designed you to walk in His presence, not to crawl. Sickness will come in our lives, but it is on us to stand up and stand up to the Word of God. Listen to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Would you care to read it with me? But those who wait on the Lord, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. You have been designed by God to run, not crawl. You have been desired by God to walk, not only in life, but to walk in His presence. Watch this. Brother Harry, may I have the backslider translation here? Watch this. But those who wait upon God. Are y'all reading with me here?
Yes.
Those who wait upon God get fresh strength.
Amen.
There is a dose of fresh strength to each one of us on a daily basis. We don't have to be crawling before God. The New Living Translation puts it in a very interesting way. And here you go. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. So fainters don't belong in the kingdom of God. Whatever the difficulty may be in your life today, the difficulty that you may be going through is not bigger than the power of your God. There isn't a problem that is too high, too big, too strong that God can't strengthen you to get through it. It's so beautiful to find out that all God is asking is for you and I to trust. Hey, trust me, I can handle this. And when we trust Him, we will find new strength. This mic that I'm using here right now uses two batteries, AA. I think we usually change these batteries every 2 weeks.
More often than that.
Okay, let's make every week we change batteries. So by the time we finish this week, these batteries here will be maybe 20 or 30%. If I take this set of battery, put a brand new battery, I'm going to be up and running again. If I leave the old batteries on the top, and then the week after, these batteries, the new batteries are dead, if I put those batteries back in here, what will happen? It will work, but for a limited time. Are you with me here? Then here and there, with the old battery, you're going to have interference on the mic because power is about to go out. When we are living on all the strength, there is going to be interference in your spiritual walk with God. God has provided to each one of us new strength on a daily basis that we can soar high on wings like eagles. God has provided new strength that it doesn't matter how old we are, we will run.
Yes.
And not grow weary. Beloved, you have been called by God to walk in His presence. You have been called to run, not to crawl in the presence of God. You may say, well, preacher, I hear what you say, but I have had a problem with my legs lately. My foot hurt a lot. That's not a big deal. According to 1 Samuel chapter 27, verse 1, if you are having problems in your feet and your legs, piece of cake. Not only are you going to find the strength, new strength on a daily basis, you also find this. Read it with me. And David said in his heart, now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There's nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines. And Saul will despair of me to seek me anymore. So I shall escape out of his hand. Something didn't go right here. Something didn't go right here, because the scripture that I read says that the Lord will establish the foot of the saints. There's a typo here. Life's troubles can't stop us from walking. There's somebody out there that is dying to see you and I crawling in the presence of God. There's somebody out there willing to see our life stagnate. But according to Psalms 56, verse 13, there is a promise for us. Read it with me. For you have delivered my soul from death. God will deliver our souls from whatever junk may be on the way. God will help you to be on your foot or on your feet, and He will keep you from falling, because God is interested that you walk before His presence all the days of your life. Folks, crawling is not an option. Fainting is not an option. And I know that sometimes when things start happening, life can get pretty miserable. And sometimes you don't want to pray, you don't want to read, you don't want to come to church, because it seems like everything is falling apart. Somebody came to me recently, a week ago, and said, do you have an idea? How can I get God's attention? I said, well, there's about 1,000 ways. Do you want the one in the beginning, the end, and the middle? Seriously, so I'm not laughing. And the person said, I've been praying, asking something from God for over 6 years. And he's playing deaf ear. I said, okay. So God now became a bad guy, huh? I'm not saying that, but man, he could have answered me already. I said, that's right. How dare he? And we spoke and we spoke. I asked that poor soul, if you would have a child that would have asked you the same thing and you had the power to do it, would you do it? Yes! And what would you request from your child? Stop. I want you to think about it. That poor soul thought, said, well, I would request my child to be more responsible. Anything else? That's it. Where are you going with this? I said, would it be that maybe God wants the same thing from you? Why would He want that? Why would you want that from your own children? You're not helping. I said, I know. I'm just throwing things up there. What? What did you say again? Could it be that maybe God can trust you with that yet? Because you're not that responsible?
Oh, I am responsible.
Okay. So, sweetheart, $10,000 is a lot of money. I need that money. I know. I want to start a business. And I've been praying for this money for 6 years. Okay. How much money you make now, if you don't mind me asking? $400 a week. All right. After tax? Yes. So that's make $1,600. How much money you give on tithe? I can't give no tithe. I make $1,600. Ah, okay. How much money you give an offering? $5. Okay. Do you give any mission offering? No, I can't afford it. You don't understand. My life is so hard. I can't afford to give the tithe. I said, if God can't trust you with $1,600 a month, why would He trust you with $10,000? Are you with me so far?
Amen.
God has delivered us or delivered our soul from death. God wants to keep our feet from falling because God wants us to walk in His presence. Amen. So it doesn't matter how tough things may be. God wants you walking in His presence,
Amen.
Not crawling. There are more promises for you and I. Psalms 138, verse 7, says the following. Watch this. Read it with me. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, You will stretch out Your hand, and Your right hand, folks, it doesn't matter how big the problem is, how big the trouble is, God's hand will strengthen each one of us so that we may walk in His presence. God don't want frog Christians crawling, jumping in His presence because they can't stand. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 2, we read the following. Read it with me. When you pass through the waters and through the rivers, when you walk through the fire, so it doesn't matter what the circumstances is, you will always have God's presence in your life. Because God wants you and I to stand
Amen.
In His presence. Watch how interesting it gets. Brother Harry, may I please have the backslide translation? Watch this. I love this. Let's read it. When you're in over your head,
I'll be there with you.
When you're in rough waters, when you're between a rock and a hard place, God wants and will be with you all the time, because God wants you and I to stand in His presence. You know, there are goodies for upright walkers. What? Let's go to Psalms 84:11. There are goodies for upright walkers. Read it with me. For the Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Better of all, crawling people may not get too much from God, but if you are walk uprightly, He's not going to withhold anything from any one of us. Are you getting this? You've got to stand on the presence of God. And those people that are standing uprightly before God will have none of their requests denied by God. Watch this. Brother Harry, may I please have the Message Bible in here? All sunshine and sovereign is God, generous in gifts and glory. He does not scrimp with His traveling companions. Need I say anything else? Are you with me here? There's plenty of goodies for those who are willing to stand upright in the presence of God. And again, God is inviting you to walk in His presence. Amen. Psalms 116 verse 9 says the following. I will crawl before the Lord. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Hey, lift up your head.
Amen.
Man, you don't understand, preacher. No, you don't understand. We will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
Hallelujah.
You know, the way that you and I walk, the way that you and I live, will tell a lot to the people that don't know our God. And if we are crawling, who's going to be willing to serve a God from somebody that's always crawling, always complaining, always full of problems, always, you know, always miserable? No. Stand up. Walk before your God. Don't give in to the pressure. And no matter how tough things may look like, God will help you to find new strength to go on a daily basis. You know, some of us have that mindset. You come to church, you hear one guest speaker, all that good message, you're always jumping, happy. And the next day, something happens on your way to home, knocks you down, and you go right way back down in the low mode. Get up! Stand straight before your God. Oh, but those feelings come. When the feeling comes, when the thought comes, bring it into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Yes.
That's it. You have the power to control it. Stand up in the presence of your God in the land of the living.
Amen.
That people cannot stand on the presence of God. No matter how tough it is, God's going to give you the air that you need to continue breathing and walking in His presence. Isaiah 42:5 says this. Read it with me. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out. Who gives breath to the people on it, and a spirit to those who walk in it. God will give you the air to continue. God will give you the strength and the spirit to continue standing in His presence. Heads down is not an option. Defeat is not an option. Lift up your head. You're precious. The Lord paid a huge price for you not to be walking heads down, crawling in the presence of God. This is ridiculous. I don't pretend you don't understand. No, I don't. And I will never understand. Does it mean we're not going to go through difficulty? No, we will. But you know what? When you go through the water, it's going to be with you. When you go through the fire, it's not going to burn you because it's there with you. You know, He promised to be with you all the time. So stand up. Show the world that in midst of difficulty, God is with you. And you're not giving in to pressure. You will stand in to testify that your God is able to carry you through thick and thin. Good and bad times. He will be there. Amen? Not only will He be there, He will grant you safety while you're walking in life's journey. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:23 the following. Read it with me. Then you will crawl, walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. God wants you to walk firm, strong, and your foot will not stumble. You may say, why are you hammering on this so much? Because many of us are ready to quit on the first sign of difficulty. Are you with me so far? No. The Bible says that you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. There shouldn't be, brothers and sisters, any spiritual lame person present in the kingdom of God. You say, man, this is rough. Spiritual lame? Yes. There shouldn't be any at all. Listen to Hebrews 12:13. Make a straight path for your feet, so that what is lame, but rather, there's no place for lame in the kingdom of God. Are you dislocated spiritually? God wants to heal that. Because God wants you and I to stand strong and firm in His presence. Are we still together, brothers and sisters? If you are suffering today from a bone disease, which may be hindering you from walking properly in the presence of your God, God is interested in healing your bones.
Amen.
And that's a whole new sermon that I can't and will not preach tonight. I do want to take you to Psalms 34:20. God is interested in you having strong bones, because there is no place for crawlers in the kingdom of God. I wish you would read it with me. He guards. Well, I've got some broken bones. God wants to heal your bones.
Yes, Lord.
God is looking for you to stand up. Stand up. Raise up your head. Stand firm on the word of God. Because your God makes no joke. You are too precious in the sight of God. You belong to God. Your name is known in heaven. God has paid a huge price for you. You mean a lot to God. And He wouldn't do all that just so you can crawl before His presence. So what's the conclusion, preacher? The conclusion is just one, beloved. Lift up your head. Lift up your head. Lift up your countenance. Stand firm in the presence of your God, because you're too precious to walk around heads down. May God help you to understand this message.
Pastor, thank you for that message. It's now time to collect our tithes and offerings. Please stretch your hands towards the offering as we give thanks. Father God, we bless you for this offering. Father, we are not ashamed of you. We hold our heads high in respect and honor and joy and praise for all that you do for us. For Lord, you lift us up when we feel like we can't. You provide what we need when we feel like we can't. You are everything to us, Lord, and so we give you the glory. We give you the praise. So, Lord, we wish to give back to you just some of what you have blessed us with. We give you the best, Lord. For, Lord, we thank you for every glorious thing you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Is there anyone present tonight that is having a birthday in October? If so, raise your hand so we can wish you a happy birthday. Okay, nobody tonight, okay? We do have some upcoming speakers. On Sunday, November the 6th at 7 p.m., Terry McCallman will be here in concert. This you do not want to miss. Prophet Kevin Bosconi is having a healing explosion here on November the 8th, Tuesday morning, Wednesday and Thursday nights at 7. Prophet Alan Mason will be here on Tuesday, November the 28th at 10:30, and then Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. He's the tall gentleman who you'll know where he's from once he opens his mouth. And then Pastor Sarah Bowling will be back with us on Sunday, December the 4th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pastor? Oh.
Thank you, brother. As you know, Saturday we are going for our evangelistic time. And we are going to the same place that we went last year. We are going to Inner Harbor. Now, even if we rent a big van of 15 passengers, if we have the same number of people last year, it's not going to be enough. So I don't count on that, okay? If we have, you're jumping in. If we don't have, we have to carpool, okay? So we will do anyway, but we have to pay for parking, and we must be prepared for that too. And it costs around, I would say it won't be more than $25. Now, we don't want you to stay home and say, oh, it's too expensive, I'm not going. No, don't let that stop in you to be a soul winner. Amen? Who are you? We are fishers of men. That's who we are. We are fishers of men. So this is going to be a glorious, wonderful time that we are going as a church of the living God. We are going to go after those fishes for Jesus. Amen? Jesus wants them all. Doesn't matter what the size they are. Doesn't matter how dirt they are. We bring the fish and then we're going to clean. Amen? We're going to clean. You know, the Lord gave us a revelation for Pastor about a year ago. A lot of fish. And they were all sizes. And all colors. But they need a lot of cleaning. And he was busy cleaning. Well, he didn't want to clean those fishes. But then the voice said, clean it. Come on, you can do it. It was a lot of fish, and he started cleaning. Come on, and help me. Then I jump in and start cleaning fishes. You know what? That's what we're going to do. We're going to go for a fishing. Amen. It's going to be Saturday. And we are leaving about 10:15. I want you to plan your schedule, your daily duties to be on time, because we won't be able to wait for you. But we want you to come at 9:30. I am here because we have the prayer meeting. And we won't have as we have, because we're going to have a prep. We're going to have a talk before we go, and we're going to pray. And then we're going to go on a mission. Isn't that great? It's so exciting. So exciting. So we have everything ready to go. All the tracks are with the church address, phone number, and it's going to be good. And may the Lord bless you. I want you to keep in prayer. Sister Angela Hopkins, I want you to keep in prayer. Sister Geraldine Phillips, I want you to keep in prayer. Sister Ruth Owens, they need prayer, okay? Sister Rose Trebek. So remember to pray if they are in great need of prayer, especially Angela Hopkins and Geraldine Phillips. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Pastor.
Stand on your feet, please. And receive the benediction. Ivrechecha Adonai veishmerecha. Yair Adonai panavolecha vigunecha. Yisa Adonai panavolecha v'yesem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord smile upon you and grant you peace. Shalom.